I ran to the town, to Gloucester town. I yelled, "Get your spy glasses out. We just saw a serpent. We watched it sink down." I sped to the dockside to shout. I sped to the dockside to shout my big news. They told me to get on inside. Yes, we've seen the beast. We beg you at least, climb under something and hide. From that thing in the sea, in the dangerous sea, in the wide and the terrible sea. The terrified townspeople asked, "Is it there?" They asked, "Has the beast gone away?" I looked down the lane, past the island where the schooners lay out in the bay. The serpent was twirling, just chasing its tail, and showed all intention of staying. Is it back in the deep? Is it eating our sheep? I think, I said, that the serpent is playing. It plays in the sea, in the frothy sea. It plays in the wobbling sea. It played there all day while we watched it from boats. It played there the next day in rain. It looked like a line of slippery floats that swam and that sunk in the main. It slithered and slid in the bay for a week and haunted the islands and coves. And people surprised it asleep on the shore, and they went out to watch it in droves. As it swam in the sea, in the lovely sea, as it swam in that ancient old sea. In distant cities and towns they soon heard of our beast and its tail and its maw. Zoologists living in Boston sent word that they wished us to write what we saw. They wished us to write what we saw, they said. We saw it by day and by night. We stood on the dunes as it danced in the moon, and it swam black-skinned in the silver light. As it danced and writhed in the lonely sea, as it danced in the wide frosted sea. When it left, we were sorry and sulked. We sat on the piers and the docks. As the hat